Smile. 90.4 FM.
Yesterday on the show, we chatted to the mayor about the city's plans to compensate residents in cash if they generate their own electricity and push the excess back into the city's power grid. Now, it's all part of the city and the province's plans, in fact, to break free from our dependence on Eskom eventually. This could mean a massive boost for the alternative energies sector as companies and individuals invest in solar panels in a bid to make some extra passive income. So this morning, I thought I would look into the possibility of all of that by chatting to Tommy Garner. Now, he's the chairman of the SA Independent Power Producers Association. I started by asking him how you and I can get involved.
So firstly, you need to have an installation. So if you don't have one, you have to get one. And typically, if you want to sell back into the grid, you need to be able to generate more than you use. Okay, so that's important. Secondly, you're probably going to need storage as well. So you need to add a few batteries, which increases the price of your installation. And the reason for that is so that you can sell some of the electricity at peak times when there's really a need for electricity.
Of course, you will need some unit measuring tools and make sure that you do all of that according to existing legislation like the SANS national standards, for example.
Right, okay.
Yeah, now obviously the biggest and the only requirement is that your electricity be supplied by the City of Cape Town and not Eskom.
Because it's a City of Cape Town program, it's not a Eskom program. I think they are busy looking at it. They've already got a small-scale embedded generation program, which is more focused on larger-scale installations for the agricultural environment. But there you need to have a medium voltage connection and you need to be quite a large user, otherwise it doesn't make commercial sense. But I know they are working on something for that.
So hopefully Eskom will get their act together and their customers will be able to benefit as well. Should the City of Cape Town get this right, we wouldn't want to leave Eskom customers behind in the load-shedding darkness, so to speak.
No, shame.
Down to brass tacks, though. I asked Tommy, should you decide to jump on board and invest in alternatives like solar and make this financial commitment, can you make some money from this on the side?
Whether it makes commercial sense for you, that's a different question. It's about your own ability to bring down your own account, how much electricity you use, the quality of your installation in terms of, let's say, direction into the sun, orientation, things like that. But it is something that I think every Cape Townian that is Cape Town Municipality Connected should look at and investigate, because that's also a very good way for Cape Town to become load shedding proof if they can generate enough energy through this, through the residents.
Now, I know that sounds a little bit vague, but that's because the city is still finalizing all its plans. And as far as I understand, they should be done that today, after which I plan to have a chat with the man heading all of this up. I'm going to bring you those details in future iSmile reports, including the fact that retailers are anticipating a possible shortage in the supply of inverters, generators, and gas appliances now. And that's because of a surge in demand.
Smile Breakfast. 6 tot 9. 6 tot 9. With Bobby and Lindy.
Smile. 90.4 FM.